This is Scientific American 60 Second Science. I'm Steve Mirsky at the Lindau Nobel Laureate meeting in Lindau, Germany. This will just take a little more time than our usual minute. Edmund Fischer won the Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine in 1992 for his discoveries with Edwin Krebs about the way proteins get activated and cellular processes get regulated via a simple process called phosphorylation. Now 91 years old, Fischer spoke to students at the Lindau Nobel Laureate meeting about the difference between research when he was working in the 1950s and the way it's conducted today.
Science was conducted in a totally different way. In those days, in fact, since the days of Claude Bernard, the French physiologist who first showed the glycogenic action of the pancreas, one observed a physiological phenomenon and then one tried to detect the factors, the enzymes, hormones responsible for it. Whereas today, by and large, it's the other way around. First, enzyme proteins are discovered, and with the completion of I don't know how many genome sequencing projects, hundreds are being discovered. And then by overexpressing them, knocking them in and out, one tries to determine their function. So to paraphrase Pirandello, we went from six functions in search of an enzyme to hundreds of enzymes and protein in search of a function.
Thanks for the minutes. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, from the Lindau Nobel Laureate meeting, I'm Steve Mirsky.